This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. If you frequent a coffee shop, you might have a favorite barista who's perfected the foam for your morning cappuccino. Well, the U.S. Coffee Championships has a system to empirically decide which barista is the best. The Southeast Regional Barista Competition kicks off in Durham this weekend. With me in the studio this morning are Lem Butler of Counterculture Coffee in Durham. He's been named regional champion several times. And Robbie Roberts, who's the owner and roaster at Joe Van Gogh. Thanks for being here, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Lem, you've won the Southeast Regional Barista Competition a few times, and I wonder if you can just give us a quick rundown of how that works, what it entails.
Well, the competition itself is each competitor gets 15 minutes to present their coffee to four judges that taste it, two technical judges that kind of watch and see how consistent the barista is or how clean or dirty the barista is. And you have to present three sets of drinks, four espressos, four cappuccinos, and four signature beverages. And you're creating a coffee experience, sort of like a fine dining experience that you would find in your maybe four or five star restaurant. You're treating these judges like consumers of coffee, and you're educating them about your coffee specifically. And for any consumer who goes to a coffee shop, they're looking for two things. They're looking for a great coffee and great service. And this competition is designed to showcase that extreme of coffee service.
What was your most recent specialty?
My recent specialty drink that won the Southeast was a concoction of a Kenyan coffee, a hibiscus tea that I made on stage with lemon zest, and a pistachio cream. They're looking for some sort of synergy between the coffee and the ingredients. And my goal was to create flavor notes that I found in the coffee without using those actual ingredients. So my flavor notes were chocolate and cranberry, but I didn't use chocolate and cranberry. Using hibiscus, pistachio cream, and this specific coffee from Kenya created this wonderful chocolate-covered cranberry deliciousness.
I would love to try that right now.
Me too.
Robbie, you started working in a coffee shop before you became a roaster, and I wonder if you can give us sort of a general idea of how important the beans are.
Well, the beans are very important, but actually I've always roasted. First coffee, I started in 1991, and we were a roasting coffee house. And so I was trying to learn how to roast coffee at the same time I was trying to learn how to make coffee. And after about 5 years, I guess I would say, I kind of had an idea of what
you got
what
right.
beans I wanted and why, and they're very important.
What does roasting do to the beans in terms of flavor?
Well, there is no flavor until you roast. You're creating the coffee oil, which is a fat, which is soluble in water, and that's created by adding heat to the coffee. And then you have to determine at what level, what roast level the bean is going to taste best. And a lot of that's trial and error. You have a certain amount of prejudice built in over the years when dealing with particular origins. You have a kind of a starting point that you've arrived at. And then you make mistakes, and it turns out the coffee tastes good, and you completely change your mind and go to a different roast level for a coffee. So coffee's great in that it's constantly changing, and a good coffee actually will bring out different flavors but taste good at different roast levels, and you just have to decide how you want to present it to your customers.
So even in this this boutique coffee mecca of the Triangle, there still seems to be a Starbucks on every corner. And what role has that company played in the coffee boom that we're all kind of enjoying right now?
Well, I think they kind of ushered in the whole specialty coffee movement back in the 70s.
For me, I think that they've done a lot of marketing for me, and they've given me a certain cachet, and they've helped me a lot because they have spent way more money telling people about coffee than I ever could, and we see the results.
Has it changed standards and kind of like made it more acceptable to charge X amount for a specialty drink?
They certainly set the price. They set the price for kind of the espresso beverage world. You've got to react to what they're charging on some level.
Sure.
Because there are so many of them.
When you guys go over to a friend's house, do they make you coffee or are they intimidated?
None of my friends drink coffee.
You are hanging out with the wrong people.
I know. They when they come to my house, I make them coffee. But yeah, they don't make me coffee. I guess they know.
they know, don't they?
I'm called on to make coffee if I go to a friend's house, which is fine.
So you're expected to bring the goods.
That's right.
I was called on to to pull shots at a wedding.
You know, that's happened to me too. Yeah.
I think the last thing is how can someone at home make a great cup of coffee without spending all that money on a fancy machine?
Well, I mean, the big thing now is pour over, and you could go as expensive as you want with pour over or as cheap as you want. I mean, the Melitta comes in ceramic as well as plastic cones. The biggest expense is going to be a grinder. To make quality coffee at home, you're going to have to use a burr grinder versus that blade grinder that just pulverizes the coffee.
Makes it in. Coffee powder we're not into.
Right.
And also, I'd say you want to pay attention to try to do some things the same way all the time, water temperature-wise and the amount of coffee. I still see people who tell me about making coffee at home, and they kind of make it up every day. And if they would just codify that, then they could react to the flavors they get and arrive at a recipe that makes them happy. And it certainly is a personal experience. Everybody's will vary a little bit. The other thing is I really think there are a lot of perfect cups of coffee. And that's really kind of the joy of doing this for a long time.
Try to find one every morning.
Right. But, that's right. That's right.
Robbie Roberts is the owner and roaster at Joe Van Gogh and regional barista champion. Lem Butler works at Counterculture Coffee in Durham. That's a venue for the U.S. Coffee Championship Southeast Regional Barista Competition going on this weekend. Gentlemen, thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Let's have some coffee.
Yes.